Illegal immigrant driver tries to run over ICE officers in bid to escape, DHS. An illegal immigrant rammed his van into immigration and customs enforcement vehicles and attempted to run over officers during a targeted enforcement operation in Glen Burnie, Maryland, the Department of Homeland Security said in a December 24 post on X. The vehicle's driver was identified as Tiago Alexander Souza Martins, an illegal immigrant from Portugal, and in the passenger seat was Solomon Antonio Serrano Esquivel, an illegal immigrant from El Salvador, DHS stated. After identifying Souza Martins, officers approached the van and instructed him to turn off the vehicle's engine, according to the agency. However, the driver refused and attempted to flee, then weaponized his vehicle and began ramming his van into several ICE vehicles. He then drove his van directly at ICE officers, attempting to run them over. Fearing for their lives and public safety, the ICE officers defensively fired their service weapons, striking the driver. Souza Martins then wrecked his van between two buildings, injuring the passenger. Officers rendered immediate medical aid to the illegal immigrants and shifted them to a local hospital for treatment, with both of them in stable condition and expected to recover, according to DHS. The department stated that none of the ICE officers were severely injured. The incident is still under investigation. DHS stated that its officers were risking their lives daily in the performance of their duties. Continued efforts to encourage illegal aliens and violent agitators to actively resist ICE will only lead to more violent incidents. The extremist rhetoric must stop, it said. A Cuban illegal immigrant's recent arrest also involved him ramming his vehicle into officers. In the incident, which took place in Minnesota, the illegal attempted to evade ICE by ramming his car into two officers and multiple vehicles, causing officers to defensively fire their service weapons, ICE said in a December 21 post on X. In a December 12 statement, DHS Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs Tricia McLaughlin highlighted dangers faced by enforcement officers while performing their duties. DHS law enforcement is subject to an 8,000% increase in death threats and a 1,150% increase in assaults against them, she said, accusing sanctuary politicians of encouraging illegal aliens to evade arrest. Meanwhile, some Democratic lawmakers are challenging the Trump administration's immigration enforcement. Last week, Illinois Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth submitted a criminal referral to the Department of Justice regarding unlawful actions of senior Trump administration officials and federal immigrant agents during Operation Midway Blitz, according to a December 18 statement from the Senate Committee on the Judiciary. They accused the Trump administration of violating the constitutional rights of Illinois citizens. The operation, launched in Chicago and the Midwest, has led to the arrests of over 4,500 illegal immigrants. DHS said in a December 19 statement that it has arrested and deported hundreds of thousands of criminal illegal immigrants from the United States under the Trump administration, including drug traffickers, rapists, gang members, and kidnappers. According to the department, 70% of people arrested by ICE are criminal illegal immigrants charged or convicted of a crime in the United States.